It's time for Nicole Sandler's What's News from NicoleSandler.com and the Progressive Voices Network.
Senate Republicans released a draft of their long-awaited Obamacare repeal and replace bill ahead of a vote expected next week. The measure includes deep cuts to Medicaid and huge tax cuts for the wealthy. It repeals billions of dollars in tax cuts that were used to raise money for the Affordable Care Act's coverage expansion and also abolishes the law's mandates to buy coverage. The tax credits under the Affordable Care Act to help people buy private coverage would be kept, but reshaped so that they're less generous and cost the government less money. Passage in the Senate is not a slam dunk, as both moderate and conservative Republicans have reservations. Donald Trump was in Cedar Rapids, Iowa Wednesday evening for a victory rally or 2020 campaign speech of the Trump Care bill, he said.
I think and I hope, can't guarantee anything, but I hope we're going to surprise you with a really good plan. You know, I've been talking about a plan with heart. I said, add some money to it. A plan with heart. But Obamacare is dead.
As usual, Trump went off on the media, accurately predicting one reaction to his speech.
I have to be a little careful because they'll say, he lied. Just have to be a little careful because they'll say, headline, Donald Trump lies to the people of Iowa. I don't want to.
MSNBC put together a fact-check montage of some of the claims he made in that speech.
When I'm signing for the XL pipeline and the Dakota, I said, by the way, who made the pipe? But I put a little clause, handwritten. It said, anybody builds a pipeline in the United States will use American steel and fabricate in America. No more taking it over on boats. 54 Muslim nations coming together. I said, for me to go, I'm only going, we had to negotiate, if you spend billions of dollars, billions, on having things manufactured in our country with our jobs and our workers for your country. And hundreds of billions of dollars were spent and given to American companies who are going to make American products and send those products over to the wealthy countries of the Middle East. I mean, hundreds of billions of dollars. Last week, a brand new coal mine just opened in the state of Pennsylvania, first time in decades. Decades. We've reversed it. But they built these studios. CNN. Whoop. Hey, the camera just went off. I can't imagine. It's covered live. The camera just went off. I can't imagine why. They love what we're doing. You see what we're doing. You see what we've already done. Home builders are starting to build again. The time has come for new immigration rules, which say that those seeking admission into our country must be able to support themselves financially and should not use welfare for a period of at least 5 years. And we'll be putting in legislation to that effect very shortly. Now, the Paris Agreement, I could tell you stories, I could give you stats, I could go on all day. It's a catastrophe if we would have agreed. And they all say it's non-binding. Like hell, it's non-binding.
The president introduced some advisors and cabinet members who were present and seemed to claim that only the rich can save us.
We have the legendary Wall Street genius Wilbur Ross here. He's our Secretary of Commerce. We have Gary Cohn, who is the president of Goldman Sachs. In fact, somebody, he's the president of Goldman Sachs. He had to pay over $200 million in taxes to take the job, right? So somebody said, why did you appoint a rich person to be in charge of the economy? I said, no, it's true. And Wilbur's a very rich person in charge of commerce. I said, because that's the kind of thinking we want. I mean, you know, really, because they're representing the country. And I love all people, rich or poor. But in those particular positions, I just don't want a poor person. Does that make sense? Does that make sense? If you insist, I'll do it. But I like it better this way, right?
Back in Washington, D.C., former Secretary of Homeland Security Jay Johnson testified before the House Intelligence Committee.
In 2016, the Russian government, at the direction of Vladimir Putin himself, orchestrated cyber attacks on our nation for the purpose of influencing our election. That is a fact plain and simple.
My question for you, sir, just to be abundantly clear, will the Russians be back?
I think we have to assume, for all the reasons that have been discussed here, that the Russians will be back and possibly other state actors and possibly other bad cyber actors.
Mr. Secretary, was our democracy attacked this past election?
Yes.
By who?
The Russian government.
And would you agree that the first step to solving a problem, have you heard of this quote or this idea, is to acknowledge that a problem exists?
Sure. Yes.
Why do you think that President Trump will not state that Russia meddled in our elections?
You'd have to ask him, sir.
And that's some of What's News right now. I'm Nicole Sandler. If you appreciate the What's News reports and the Nicole Sandler Show, I hope you'll consider a donation. We are 100% listener funded, and we can't do it without your help. Find out more at NicoleSandler.com/donate.